We ask you to open your word to our hearts and our hearts to your word. In Christ's name. Amen. Would you sit down, please? I'll get the commercial out of the way first. I have brought some copies of my new book. I must admit, Peter invited me to do so. And there at the back there, it's on the subject of heaven. It's called Heaven's Morning. And one or two copies of my previous book, because one or two people here said they'd like to see that. That's called At the End of the Day, Enjoying Life in the Departure Lounge. So there's my last two books. The penultimate was on how to enjoy life when you're old. And the last one is how to enjoy life when you're dead. So if you want to have one, I mean, have a look, turn them over. You know, if you want to have one, by all means take it. You'll have to pay for it, I'm afraid. And I'd be delighted to sign it, thereby reducing its value by about 10%. Now, you may have noticed that the Olympic Games are on. No? Yeah, you have, yeah. You can't avoid it, actually, can you? But did you notice, were you listening closely to the Hebrews reading? It's the reading for today. I didn't choose it. It's the reading for today. And it's about let us cast aside every weight and run the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, on whom faith depends from start to finish. So we had that reading, and then we had the gospel reading, and you may have wondered about that. It was all about really rather horrible things. People disagreeing with one another, families being split, mother against daughter, that's a bit rare, daughter against mother, even more rare, a daughter-in-law against mother-in-law, oh wow, I thought that was fairly standard, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, you know, but what it was in the ancient world, the closest ties of all were the ties of family. You lived together all your life, probably, you know, in a village. You were in a house, and that's where you lived. And those family ties were precious. So here we are, a situation in which they are divided. So what are those two readings about? The main bit of the first reading, you may remember, was a great catalogue of people who, despite all their difficulties, had done wonderful things. They'd crossed the Red Sea, they'd overcome difficulties, and then in later times, because this was addressed to the Christian church in a time of persecution, they've endured their relatives being killed, they've been had terrible things happen to them, and so on. How did they survive? They survived by faith. And then it ends rather splendidly. We're surrounded by this cloud of witnesses. Therefore, let us put aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run the race that's set before us. So there you are. This is the Christian Olympics. How are we going to run the race that we've been given? And sometimes it's easy. You can look back on your life at the easy times, and sometimes it's jolly hard, and you think of times when it was jolly hard. How are we going to run this race? Well, you may have noticed, if you've been watching the Olympic Games, I have, but I'm very choosy. I'm not deeply into shooting, and I'm not all that keen on swimming, I have to admit, because I can't swim. You know, I watch the things I like to watch. But what I notice is that GB's got a gold is what it's all about. Forget it if we aren't getting golds, you know. And at the start, you could hear the disappointment in the presenters' voices, because there wasn't any golds, or even, come to think of it, silvers or bronzes for a few days for them to go on about. But when they interview the person who's won a medal, it's an absolutely routine interview. What's it feel like? And the standard answer is amazing, and then giggles, and amazing, I can't believe it happened, and then two or three more amazings, and occasionally I have to say, oh my god, and I won a medal. Oh, so that's tremendous. The second question is, when you got the medal in your hand, what did you think? And most of them, I think I can say this, because I'm reviewing television for the Church Times this week, so I'm listening more and watching more closely than usual. What the second question is usually answered like this: well, I thought of all the months and years that I have sweated and ground and got up at 5 a.m. and so on in order to do this. And often they have added, and I'd like to thank my mum and dad, who also got up at 5 a.m. and drove me to the swimming pool so that I could swim, or to the gymnasium so that I could do my trampoline or whatever it was, you know. So what they are actually thinking about as they hold their gold medal, you know, and look at it and can't believe it, is all the effort that it actually took and the sacrifice. You don't get them for nothing. I've got no interest in wearing, I have never had in wearing, in winning an Olympic medal, because it would have meant really hard work of the sort that I don't like. I mean, you know, actually physical work. I don't mind the other sort. Running, jumping, climbing, practicing skills at a sport, football, hockey, rugby, you know, all of that is terribly demanding, takes up your life. And some of them are saying, this has been my life for the last 7, 10 years, nothing else. But I've now got the medal. And it's obvious that Paul, the Apostle Paul, was interested in athletics, and particularly, I would guess, in his day, the Olympic Games, which of course took place. Because he several times uses this analogy, the sacrifice that they made in order to win the crown, as they called it. It was a crown of laurel wreaths. They didn't get a medal, a crown of laurel wreaths. And Paul says they do all that. He's holding this before them. Look what they will do to get that. They do it for a temporary crown. And I'm offering you the chance of an eternal crown. Now, are you going to put some effort into it? So it's the urging of us as Christians to recognise that our journey, our Christian race, as he calls it, is not always going to be easy. And it will sometimes be very demanding and costly. But notice that verse in Hebrews. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Now, it's quite interesting to think of our life as a race. You know, you start off as a little baby or a child, and you're looked after by your parents and so on. And then you develop and you learn things, then you have to go to school, and there are, you know, difficulties probably then, and then secondary school, and then A-levels or something, you know, you've got to pass exams, or you've got to qualify for a job, or you've got to go and do an apprenticeship, or you've got to learn how to work on the farm, whatever. You have to learn it, and that's costly. And then there's the whole business, perhaps, of finding your life partner, and that can be traumatic, and, you know, and then perhaps having children ourselves and bringing them up and all the tensions that involves. Then as we get older, there are, I've talked to several people this morning, so I know I'm on something here. You know, the shared feeling that the bits are falling off, or that not working as well as they used to, and you can't see like you used to, you can't hear as you used to, and so on. So we all know about life, the journey of life, this race, as the apostle calls it, isn't necessarily easy. Jesus never said it would be. All he promised was that he was the way, he would be with us on the journey, and he's at the end of the journey. So that picture in Hebrews is that we run the race looking to Jesus, on whom faith depends from the start to the finish. We're not unlike the runners, most of them in the Olympics, running on their own. Poor old Mo last night, finding himself tripped up halfway round. We're not doing that. We are running the race with Jesus to Jesus. That's a funny idea, really, isn't it? He is with us as we travel, and he'll be with us at the end of the race. If you feel from time to time, I really can't do anymore, you know, I'm blown out, well, the old song, keep right on to the end of the road. We stagger on sometimes, but we know that when we get to the end of the race, he will be there to greet us. This is the Christian journey. Not being realistic about it leads to people saying, oh, it's wonderful, you know, it's all great all the way. Smile on your face and a spring in your step. Well, it's not actually true, and Jesus never said it would be. There will be times in our lives of great disappointment and difficulty. Think of bereavement, for example, but many other things as well, where people we feel have let us down, all those sorts of things. And yet, this is just part of the race that takes us in the end to the one who's actually got not a gold medal or a silver medal or a bronze medal, but this crown of glory, which is waiting to be, as it were, put on our heads. We sang it in that beautiful hymn of Charles Wesley's, casting down our crowns before him. In other words, we've won it, but now we give it back to him. He has been with us all through the race, and I'm near the end of my race, so I can say that, with us all the way through the race. And at the end of it, when we collect the crown for getting to the finishing line, don't have to be first, you just have to finish. When you collect your crown, then you can cast it down. Casting down, it's from the book of Revelation. Casting down our crowns before him, lost in wonder, love, and praise. That's the end of my book on heaven. That is actually the end for all of us. Lost in wonder, love, and praise.
This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup of wine. He gave you thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. And so, Father, call into mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice, made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory. We celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send your Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of St. Bartholomew and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share one body. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
So we sing number 77. Please sit for a moment. Well, thank you very much to David for coming and joining us this morning. And we're all leaping out to run the race. So let's do that. Thank you for the challenge. Just to draw your attention to the notices on the sheet, they're all, I think, fairly self-explanatory. Just one or two things to highlight. Jane now has the forms for the Ride and Stride. If you're interested in signing up for that, please do see her this morning or very shortly to be able to get your form for sponsorship for that event in September. The other thing to mention is that the PCC has an extraordinary meeting this morning, right after the service. So if you could sort of watch one or two of the key members of the PCC as they gather, it'll be obvious that there's a short meeting. It won't take very long. It certainly won't take you away from your roast a little bit later in the morning. All right? So do highlight that. I think those are the main things to be mentioned this morning. Does anybody else have anything else to say? Then let's stand as we leave together. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.